Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 161 for October 2nd, 2006, the self-destruct button USB hub. And now, get ready for Dick! A brand new week and a brand new cast, and it's a brand new GizWiz. I love Mondays because I get to say hi to my good friend, Dick DiBartolo, rested, tanned, and relaxed. And here we are in October. I forgot to say on the last podcast, see you in September. Oh, no, it would have been see you in October. Never mind.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked at all. Wouldn't so it's very good that you didn't say it on Friday. And it's very bad that you brought it up
tried
today.
To do it today. Hey, happy October to you.
The same to you. Don't forget a new What the Heck Is It starts on my website.
Do you want to mention what the one was last month?
I wish I could think of what it is.
You don't know. Well, it's probably just as well, because the last time we did this...
Somehow
the podcast got out in the wild before the contest ended, and a guy in, what, Britain?
The Netherlands.
And by the way, I feel terrible, because we've made fun of him. I said he was a hacker and stuff, and he sent me a very sad note saying, no, I didn't hack it. I'm not a hacker. No, I was just teasing him, of course.
We jest. Well... Tomorrow or Wednesday, I'll tell you what it was.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because then I probably won't
give us a day of leisure
leeway
from the hackers.
Yeah, those Netherlands hack the Dutch hackers.
Oh, Leo, this is such a bizarre. While I talk to you, if you can, go to geekstuffforyou.com.
Is this a new? This is a new site. Geeks.
Yeah, Geek Stuff. The number 4 and you just the. Alphabetical
for U. For and U.
Right. This is the most bizarre. And the guy told me that they have so many back orders. He said, please don't talk about it in September. But now, since this is the first October.
Leo, look at the stuff on this site.
Find the self-destruction USB hub.
This is the greatest. I love this site. Look at that. That's hysterical. Okay, describe this. This is hysterical.
Okay, first of all, they sent me, maybe they'll change it by the time people get it, but it's the box is all in Japanese, and there's nothing in the box. But it is designed like a self-destruct button.
It's got a key. And it's got a switch.
It's got a key. It's got a light. It's got the little button with the skeleton on it that you have to lift the cover to get to the red button.
This is the best USB hub.
And nothing in the box,
so
I plug it in and I'm pushing buttons and I'm doing
nothing.
And
does anything.
Nothing's doing anything, and I'm going, oh, is it just to sit there? And then I see, wait, things are numbered. So I go,
do it in order.
Let me push button 1, toggle 1.
Yeah.
Let me push toggle 2.
He's doing it right now.
Now I have to turn on the key switch.
No, Dick.
Now it's lit up. Now I'm raising the cover, and now I'm pushing the destruct button. The walls are falling in. Help, my computer is in a million pieces.
Oh my gosh, I have to have one. It's too bad it's so expensive.
Yeah, it's like $62 or $64.
But it's so cool.
But we should explain, it's a USB hub.
Right.
I mean, it actually works as a hub. You plug it into a computer, and then you have 4 USB hubs in the back. But it's very cleverly designed.
Oh, this is so cool.
And as I said, it's very funny that you have to do all the buttons in sequence for it to go off.
That's always true with those, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Now, it is USB 2, by the way. So
it's USB 2.
And you do get 4 ports. But $62 is kind of expensive.
Yeah. I mean, it's aluminum. It's nicely not,
and it
made.
It's not a powered hub either. So.
No, it's not a powered hub.
Yeah.
No, it's powered by the computer. Little speakers in the bottom of it. So if you tilt it up, it has rubber feet, but if you tilt it up a touch more, you get a little more sound because you can free the speaker. But
so what you do is you give it to somebody and you say, hold this, and then you turn it, you set it off.
That's right.
What a good
that's
idea. Right. I just love that.
Right. But it's a fun website, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And
geek stuff for you, and they just have all sorts of wacky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eardrops and heart model. What is you? Oh, those are little heart earbuds. That's cute. They still sell the compact VioType U. They sell these little mini computers, which is great. The Zorus. This is a great
Oh, the
site.
Zorus.
Yeah.
How much do they want for the Zorus?
$543 for a SLC 3200. This is kind of like that You Can't Have It site.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this place, I believe they are in Japan because that's why.
Oh, you're right.
That's why stuff is a little on the pricey
side. Their phone number is Tokyo phone number. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Geek stuff for you. And guess what? They take Visa. Not that that matters anymore because, of course, Visa's no longer a sponsor of this show. It's so sad.
They'll be back. They'll be back.
So sad.
I know that the promotion is good because I have 1,000 Visa cards.
You kept getting them the whole
every
month.
Day. Every day when I would hear you say
You'd
Visa,
buy
another
one.
I'd buy another card. I'm Richard A. DiBartolo, Richard B. DiBartolo, Richard C. DiBartolo.
All right. We don't have a commercial, so you can do a letter right away. And we're not going to play the jingle because...
We're not going to play the jingle. Well, you're going to play a new jingle.
If I can find a new jingle. Ashley Witt, who does these great, wonderful themes for us, sent me one. Let me see if I can find Ash's while you go ahead and read the letter.
Okay, very good. Dick, a few weeks ago, I was staying at a lake house in Vermont and saw this magazine that was left by a past guest. As a loyal DGW listener, I felt it was my duty to steal it and send it to you, Trevor Tupper, and Leo. It is the Smithsonian Magazine, and are you back yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Where was
I? Smithsonian Magazine, and the cover story.
Yes.
Ground Zero for Global Warming. Tuvalu? Leo, did you
Tuvalu
know that?
Tuvalu is where all the global warming is happening?
Tuvalu might be ground zero for global warming.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what kind of a guest house Trevor was staying at, but I might note that the guest who left this, it's dated August 2004.
Oh.
So
it's been a while.
Not. Although in those guest houses... Since there's probably no cable, you'd read anything.
Anything. Unless it's one of those elephant guest houses.
Oh, yeah. Then you just
sit and look out the window.
Looking in the tail. I did a show with Soupy Sales, and Soupy, he told me this one thing that was very funny. He said, Dick, I stayed at a motel that was so bad that in the free pictures they give away in the lobby, the beds weren't even made.
That's really bad.
It's really bad. It's
so
really
awful.
Bad.
They didn't even make the bed. Holy cow.
Not even for the picture postcard. Yeah,
maybe that's just to show what a comfortable, relaxed place it is.
Oh, right. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah,
you don't
have to make your bed when you stay here. Well, maybe it'd be nice to have a maid come make it.
Yeah, that would be good.
Wouldn't that be
it?
Good? Yeah. All right. We'll be back with a Turn the Table Tuesday tomorrow. I will see you then. Bye-bye.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.